Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in now at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We have a really special night tonight. We are focusing on an amazing author, best-selling author, of The Wisdoms of Jacob Ladder and The Last Breath. And we're going to dive into learning more about near-death experiences and how it can touch your life and what happens after you have them. And one, two, three, and what they're all about. And the person tonight that's with us, his name is Jacob L. Cooper. And he has a master's of social work degree, and he's a licensed clinical social worker, certified Reiki master, psychotherapist. And he works, you know, all around the world. I mean, he's been at ARE, IONS. He's been on George Norrie multiple times. He's been on 94.3, The Shark. He's published articles at Huffington Post, Drive Global. I mean, I could go on and on and on about Jacob. He's actually a close friend of mine even. I believe, knew each other in past lives. We're going to talk about past lives. He does past life regression therapist. He's a very sensitive empath. He actually is going to explain in detail himself what all this is about. I met him through a mutual friend, and we've been friends, I think, now about a year. And as our friendship unfolds, the more and more I learn about Jacob Cooper. He's a healer. And when you're around Jacob, you become lighter, less depressed. And you just feel the healing he does through mind, body, and spirit. And I'm so excited to have him on our show tonight on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. So I want to welcome Jacob Cooper to our show. Come on.
Hi,
hey, Jacob.
Hi, Kimberly. Could you hear my voice? Am I coming loud and clear and proud?
You are loud and clear for our show tonight. We have many listeners here. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was wondering who you were talking about in the intro. It seems like an interesting guy.
Yeah, no, it's you. It's you. And
oh, okay.
Tell us all, Jacob, how did you first have, what happened with your first near-death experience? We all want to know more about Jacob because my show is about the fifth dimension, about miracles, and you're a miracle that you're here.
Oh, near-death experiencer to near-death experiencer is profound, but I had pertussis, otherwise known as whooping cough, when I was just the young age of 3 years old, you know, and I went to a playground and tried to climb up on a ladder onto a slide, and I suffocated at the last rung of the ladder, and there was nothing to grasp on. It's kind of like you're drowning and you're trying to hold on to a boat, and I had nothing to hold on to, and all parts of my body and my brain just shut down, and I just had to surrender, you know, to what was to come of my own, what I thought death, you know. Slowly, you know, everything started to shift and change when I decided to surrender to this greater eternal breath within, which influenced, you know, my first book titled Life After Breath. And when I had my human breath taken from me, I was able to surrender to the breath of eternity. And you know, it was really between the combination of that as well as my brain, you know, shutting down, I felt my brain literally snap in half. And once my brain cracked open, that's when God and the spirit realm, you know, and all the mystical forces of the other side came forward on a full-blown near-death experience that encompassed, you know, awareness of previous lifetimes, you know, who am I, why am I here? I was aware of my spirit guides, guardian angels, you know, hundreds of angels around me. I became aware of the all that ever is, was, will be, where all of life emanates through itself, which we use the term of God, but, you know, that was a much bigger energetic force than any descriptive word. And obviously I made a decision to stay and devote my life to bringing the hereafter to the here now, which is a lot of the work that I do, and to allow people to remember who they are, where they come from, and where they're eternally connected to.
Wow, that is really amazing. When you had the near-death experience as a child, and of course you were moving on in your life, how did it affect you to move forward to go into mental health, like to become a mental health therapist?
Well, Kimberly, it was everything. I think in life there's two roads that people could take, and sometimes people vacillate between the two, but you could be a giver and a taker. And, you know, at least for myself, my life was taken from me in my NDE temporarily, but I was shown, you know, the eternal life that we all have and the gift of life. And, you know, it just reminded me how when other people feel out of sorts or they lose their breath emotionally, psychologically, socially, and they feel disconnect, I wanted to give that back to others, what I was given back in my situation. And so to me, it's just, you know, the embodiment of God, which is the giver of life to people, and infusing that breath of essence to other people when they feel that there's nothing to hold on to when they lose their love force, you know?
Right, that's amazing.
Being a therapist goes back three generations in my family, and, you know, my father started a school for developmentally disabled children and teens, and, you know, when other kids my age were kind of watching football and chilling on Sundays, I would volunteer my time at around 10 or 11, you know, probably like 11 or 12 years old, actually, every Sunday to help out and give programs to the kids with developmental disabilities and give them a home. And it just reminded me how a community is only whole until every last person is included. And, you know, without that, these kids would probably be sitting at home doing nothing. And, you know, I just understood that the value of the God embodiment was through service through others, through a multitude of angles, you know?
Right. And I was going to ask you from the guides, they're saying that's a great answer. The guides, and I think all of us here right now want to ask, why do you think, because I know being a near-death experiencer, why do you think that it happened to you at such a young age when you think back?
I kind of view life as kind of like a theater, and we all have a unique role to play. And it's not all just about us. I mean, part of it is, but also there's a collective energy. And I think of all of us as like a unique in the collective consciousness and symphony that we're all a part of. And I guess the note that I have, I suppose, is to be thought provocative to people with my NDE, you know, which is to look at, you know, age in a different construct, children in a different construct. You know, for myself, people ask me, oh, you're just a kid. What did you know? And what I say is none of us is how we see ourselves. We all have eternal souls with eternal awareness that goes beyond chronological age. And, you know, I know my NDE has really empowered particularly a lot of parents who have lost kids, you know, to just kind of view their kids as not something that was created, you know, from them, but came through them. And, you know, a child that belongs to the spirit realm and, you know, has contracts with the spirit realm like we all do, but that child is forever connected to you, and it goes beyond, you know, the relationship as we know it too, as well.
Exactly. I feel we're ageless and timeless. Like sometimes I feel like people say there's lifetimes. I think there's timelines. So in actuality, I think people can come in having, out of bodies and NDEs even at birth. So that's something that can happen. And there's
kids like as me, I was born an old soul. And I get that with you, too, that you were an actual old soul.
Mm. Yeah, it's such a fascinating, interesting concept, the soul ages and different subgroups and stuff like that. Because I think people, what's important is that two things could be true, where you could see yourself as your chronological age, but understand that that's just an experience. But beyond that, it's almost soul age. And we're here to really evolve that age. And in our world, age is seen as a bad thing, but from a soul level, it's, and it's not necessarily regarding lifetime, but view soul age as a degree of maturation of the soul and just expansion of the soul and understanding values and what's real and what's not and devoting itself to what's significant, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Right. Perhaps none of this is really real. I wanted to ask you one thing, or many things. Tell us a bit about your new book, The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder, and what inspired you to use that title, The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder, and how we can benefit from reading it. And when you sit down, or how you write it, and are you channeling it? How does it come about to you? To tell the audience all of that.
The process. Well, I mean, there's a lot of impetus. So much impetus is behind my work. But, you know, I'll give a little bit of backstory. I picked the title, and I came up to my grandmother, and I said, Grandma, and she passed away a year ago. Grandma, I have a name of the title. She goes, what's the book, Vicki? I said, The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder. She says, The Wisdom of Jacob's Bladder. I go, no, Grandma, ladder, not bladder. I had my grandma as a comedian. But, you know, Jacob's Ladder, you think of the allegory, the symbol, the symbology. My name, Jacob, and how he fled from his brother Esau. You know, and Isaac was given the confidence, and he had a dream at a place in Israel that I used to visit called Beit El, or the House of God. And Jacob, you know, slipped on rocks, and he saw the angels going up and down, you know, the ladder. And so it was symbology with my NDE and how I had it at a playground going up onto a ladder, onto a slide, you know, and I was also able to see angels, and my name was Jacob too. And so just, you know, just an ode to biblical Jacob, and that there's a lot in the name, you know, but think of a ladder, you think of the different rungs and ascension and elevation and going into the fifth dimension. And, you know, each lifetime to kind of be that ladder and, you know, going up one ladder onto another. So you think of Jacob, he had the ladder with the, you know, the foundational ladder was on the ground, but it went up to the ethers, into the heavens. And, you know, my life is kind of like that too, where he had the NDE, you stretch to the ethers, and you bring it down from the mountain to other people to understand and make it, you know, grounding in this foundational, you know, lifetime and energy.
Yeah, I love that. And where
and the
can
writing
people
process,
get your... Yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, they could purchase it from Amazon,
but
the writing process...
Yeah, how
you
did
know,
you...
It's really...
Write?
So much of my pain was in college, I was put in a remedial English writing class, you know, a non-accredited class in community college, and I became so angry, and I just wrote feverishly. I would wake up... I would go to the library at the crack of dawn, rain, sleet, or snow, and just start reading books and writing books. And I had an aunt of mine that was actually a teacher for the blind. She taught Jose Feliciano from the song Feliz Navidad. And she was also very spiritual. She crossed over. And when I knew her, she was very much into metaphysical stuff. But she looked one look at my reading and writing, and she says, you're going to be a tremendous writer one day. And that earth angel reminding me of my potential. So my book is just to remind people to not be limited, you know, from others' limitations if they can't see you, that anything is possible. And if you try hard enough, you know, you could get the message out, but really it was about surrendering. And so I would get very quiet. And the quieter you become, the more you can hear. And that's really what happened with my book. So a lot of it is really guided and channel work, because as a regular guy, I'm just a simpleton. But I think when we all release, we are a lot more expansive and broader with our messaging.
I love that. And You also want to maybe just say a couple words about the first book that you wrote, because you've written two books already, and that's amazing. I mean, just in a short period, right, over the last few years, Jacob Cooper wrote Life After Breath, How a
Life
Brush
After Breath,
Fatality Gave Me a Glimpse of Immortality. So, and Dr. Raymond Moody, who discovered near-death experience, he endorsed the book. Do you want to tell everybody about that one, too?
He's on the front cover. Yeah, and Raymond Moody is a friend of mine. Life After Breath, you know, the both of them were published within the, you know, 2 or 3 year radius. You know, and I finished that book right around the time I turned 30 years old. You know, and so Life After Breath, you know, really was expedited right during the pandemic. You know, it came, you know, right around that time. And I think, at least for me, you know, the entire globe, in a way, was having a near-death experience during the pandemic. And I wanted Life After Breath to infuse, you know, that life force to other people. And that book is more so of a memoir of my NDE and my story. And a big drive of it was, you know, for years I was talking about my NDE and people would put me on a pedestal and wanting to have self-induced NDEs. And I just decided to get very vulnerable so that others could see themselves in their story and not really remember me as the afterlife guy, but remember themselves as afterlife people that are so connected, and to take that pedestal away and for people to be empowered, you know.
I don't know if they're that much that fun actually having near-death experiences, but yeah.
Well, there's a double-edged sword phenomenon, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, after I've had two, I did have one when I was little, but I don't talk about it, but they're kind of hard to live in a third-dimensional world at times if they've been pretty I want to read just something really short from chapter 8, which is my favorite number, the infinity sign. After Breath, because people should definitely get both books. But Jacob says, there was a rush of inspiration uncovering the exact term for what happened to me. I was also continually motivated by all my newfound knowledge that I gained throughout my work. Is it Aunt Sil and all the reading I've been doing?
Yeah.
I mean, this is really an amazing chapter. I love chapter 8. It's called Stepping Back into the Light. And that chapter really blows me away. It's like the pieces of the puzzle. But I didn't yet have the practicality to put all the pieces together. I was 19, still feeling lost, still living at home and trying my best to discover where I fit into the world. Deep down, I had an itch and needed to be scratched, probably I'm not doing the best at reading this, a calling, but I didn't yet know what it was. I picked up a pastime that was helping me to stay centered and deal with the stress of school, yoga. I mean, this book is amazing, Life After Breath. Not to say that The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder is not, but you definitely should pick up both of them. Where can we find them? Again, everywhere?
You can find them on Amazon. And I just wanted to share one story from Life After Breath where I think it can inspire the viewers where, you know, one day I was just, you know, out of order in my teens, and my dad just said, you know, you got to live with your grandparents for a little bit of time, and you know, you can't live at home. And that triggered me. And so I walked subconsciously, I guess, you know, around the corner of my house, and I found myself in a playground once again. And I just asked, you know, what is home? And again, I felt just so alienated from this planet. And seeing the playground, much like I did in my NDE, reminded me that our home is none of this earth, but we are all just children here in God's playground, you know, and that's our ultimate kingdom. And I just was reminded in that moment, you know, how significant that is, that this earth is just an experience, but it's not the ultimate home. You know, no matter what, if we feel displaced or disconnected, you know, that is our home, but we could find, you know, that light, that home, wherever we go, we carry that kingdom wherever we go. And I think really it's about connecting to that place. And then shortly after, like I said, when I was in a yoga seminar, a woman came up to me that I had no idea who she was. And she said, I see a crowd of people and, a big venue. You're going to be a big healer one day. You may not recognize it now, but you give yourself a couple of years, you're going to be helping out thousands of people. And, that just blew my, out of what off, because I was just thrown out of my home. I was like, I'm lucky if I'm doing whatever. And, this woman reminded me of my NDE and really the truth
wow.
that I saw and the promise, from
That's
spirit.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. We love to hear that. So amazing. Can you tell our listeners, how they can reach you to do a private session with you? Because I know that you do some beautiful work out there, you do your past life regressions. And what other type of work do you do, private session-wise?
So private sessions, a lot. I do, a service called consciousness consulting work, where people have some big questions and we try to explore, larger answers. I do believe there's a solution for every predicament. So we do that for people in New York State, because I'm, kind of limited by my licensure. I do remote and individual, psychotherapy, and counseling, as well as mindfulness, sessions. I do remote.
Reiki, do you like one-on-one
healing.
Sessions through Zooms? One-on-one
through Zoom, but people travel from other states to come to my home office too. So I have that as to my office as well. So I do have, that, but I also do groups for people remotely or in person, a lot of events. I know I'm going to be in Lilydale on August 8th, for a talk about my NDE and lessons from it. So Lilydale is, for those who, do not know, it's really one of the birthplaces of spiritualism
yeah.
in the West, and particularly in America, and it's all evidential mediums that reside there, an historical, town, and just a national gem to me. So it's a wonderful place.
I will announce the Lilydale that you're going to be there, and that's what
yeah.
date?
It's going to be August 8th, and it's right outside of Buffalo, New York.
August 8th, yeah.
We had presidents go there and stuff like that, and Abraham Lincoln, I think, used to go there. It's a fascinating historical place.
That's really cool. So if somebody had an NDE or they are looking for some additional help, you do Zoom sessions, and you have that on your website?
Yeah, I work with NDEs as well, or your SDEs, spiritual transformative experiences, shared death experiences. I used to run support groups for, all these transformative experiences.
But you're doing this, one-on-one too, and
yeah.
you have your events all listed on your website.
Yeah,
oh, great.
All listed. And
yeah. yeah, and that's, you want to just announce your website to everybody here again? It's
Yeah. My website is jacoblcooper.com. It's jacoblcooper.com.
Yeah, jacoblcooper.com. Yeah, so I just want to make sure everybody knows that Jacob is really in service. He loves to help. And I feel like it'd be great if anybody does want to reach out to Jacob because he does, past life regression, hypnosis, all that stuff. And we're going to be doing, just want to announce to everybody, in a month or so, it's August 26th, we're going to be doing a class called Seeing Through the Light, through our near-death experiences. And Jacob and I are going to take you on an amazing path of healing and talking about near-death experiences and what they can do to your life and how you can navigate this world in a higher dimensional frequency. Right, Jacob?
I am super amped by it, and this is double trouble because this is two near death experiences talking, and I think the reason why I say that is there's something for everyone, where they could really be able to align, with this as a real thing and learn from our stories, but more importantly, what we came down from the mountain from of ascension, and what people could really hold on to and elevate in their lives.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to be doing readings, and Jacob's going to be coming in and doing all his grounding work mm-hmm. for people. And our class is already starting to fill up. And there's plenty of room for people. So if you want to do that tonight when you get off our show, go to thehealingtrilogy.com and go to our event calendar, and right there you can sign up. So everybody, you're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. The number to call in is 515-605-9709. And Jacob and I are here for you tonight, the last half hour of the show. We're going to be taking questions. And feel free to call in about your near-death experience, anything you want to put out there, Jacob, to everybody about that you'd like to take a question about.
Yeah, you know, don't be shy. You know, this is a non-judgmental zone, and we're coming to a point in time where,
yeah,
you know, a lot of these things are really being recognized from the medical community, you know, from therapists as well. You know, so there's just a lot of recognition of these things as being real. So do not be shy.
I love that about you. So, yes. Please don't hold back anything right now. So if you want to ask us about work, you want to ask us about a loved one, a soulmate, if you maybe had an NDE or you're moving through it right now, please, you know, I know we already have a waiting room full of calls, but, you know, just come on in. So we're going to go to break right now. You're listening to the celebrity Jacob Cooper, best-selling author, and we're going to take a break right now. So thank you, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Hi, everybody. We are back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and we are listening to our special guest, Jacob L. Cooper, who's passionate about health and healing. He's a best-selling author of Life After Breath and The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder that can be found on Amazon. And he is spreading healing and health and wisdom all over the world. He's going to be at Lilydale, and I think that is August 8th. Is that correct? And I think that's in Jamestown, New York, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and that's right around your birthday, too. So
yeah, my birthday. Yeah. And then I'll be at Omega Institute September 10th to the 15th. And we're just rocking and rolling all over. So we are ready to take some calls. Thank you for remembering my birthday.
I'm looking forward to it. And by the way, I love that last commercial with Stephen Halper music in the background. He's going to be in my program, too.
Yay for Stephen. Yeah, pick up my CD, you guys. That's Stephen Halper in there playing that beautiful music. Cool. Yeah, we're going to mention your show at the end. Let's remind everybody about your show, your podcast, your show. So we're going to start taking some calls now. Here we go. Dan Gilman, our producer, is going to bring in our show. We love Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
We have our first caller tonight. Her name is Amla, and she's in Connecticut. Amla, you're online with Kimberly.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. So I have a question. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and give us your question.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes, I do. So it's actually coming up. Honestly, I'm sure you could kind of chime into my soul. I just have been through challenge after challenge, but if you name one word to describe me, I'm all about resilience. I really, I've overcome a lot, and I'm just so proud of myself, honestly. I'm legally blind and just had a lot of challenges, but I've also become such a strong person inside out. So I'm actually going to a cacao ceremony, like a fire ceremony this coming Saturday, and I'm just really... I'm so thrilled to heal and to let go and possibly maybe meet somebody on my spiritual wavelength that I could connect with and possibly have a relationship with. I don't know what you got.
Wow, I love that. So how we're doing the calls tonight is Jacob and I are both going to answer. So Jacob will answer and I'll answer. We're going to keep them. They're going to be mini readings. So mini answers. So we can take as many calls as we can. So I love that. That's beautiful. I keep getting 888, which is the significant sign of a soulmate coming in. And I feel like if it's not there, it's somewhere coming to you. I feel this because you are fierce. Your energy feels fierce to me, and it feels like it's opening. You know, like you said, you feel resilient. And I feel like the guides are saying, the more that you keep yourself moving in that higher fifth dimensional energy, moving out of the 3D worry and fear, and connecting more to the omnipresent, connecting to the God, and understanding when anything kind of feels dense or not in alignment, that you don't need to lower yourself to it. You know, don't settle. Make sure that whoever you're drawing yourself to. And it's not about the ceremony so much. I think you'll have fun at the ceremony. But wherever you go, I feel this person, this energy, loving person, kind, gentle, sweet person, is going to be attracted to you. It's coming. So it is coming to you. Yes, it is. This person is coming to you. So thank you for calling the show tonight.
Thank you.
Jacob, do you have a take on any of this?
I think in a way, you know, I think her call could answer a lot of predicaments with others where our vibe will really attract our tribe. And the higher we really vibe, you know, the better people that we'll attract. But it becomes a different foundation where it's almost kind of like a holy trinity with that person that we're with. And then there's another force at hand, and that force could be God's spirit. And I think it comes from a place of you know, not a need or dependency, but rather just an expression of the sacred union, you know.
Beautiful. Yeah. What a beautiful answer.
It's just really interesting, just a little bit, in the sense of just because it's like it's an illusion. It's so weird. It's like I see everything by not seeing. And I think people, talking about what I think, Kimberly, you said it, don't settle. I was settling because it's just like, oh, let me dim my light because they don't see me. Well, the right person will see me. And I really now embody that. So I'm really excited.
Spirit sees and spirit knows. And so you just have to trust in that and follow that energy field. So thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to Jacob's answer too. It was just beautiful.
God bless. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Beautiful answer, Jacob. I love that.
Yeah, always good when they connect.
Okay.
I normally don't take the psychic calls, but you know, once in a while things come to me, and that call is really on her ascension.
Yeah, these are just open calls for everybody. We're going to try to get as many as we can. So let's keep going. Yay!
Okay, Kimberly, we've got Vince from New York City on the line.
Okay.
Vince, you are on with
today.
Yeah, we have a lot of East Coast. Vince, you're on line with Kimberly.
I have a New York crowd following me, so I'm going to New York.
Hi.
my hometown here, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, well, Kimberly, I have a two-part job-related question. My first one is, I started a job in May. I was hired as seasonal, and I'm wondering if they're going to take me on full-time, but there's one slight problem. A week ago, I was hit by a forklift, and when I went down, my right wrist is in a lot of pain, and so I have to see a specialist on Monday, or maybe earlier. They're trying to get me in. So I'm wondering if my wrist is going to be okay or if I'm going to need surgery and if they're going to take me on full time. But also, too, I have been looking for another job just in case this one does not work out. And because I don't know what's going to go on with it. So I'm wondering what you see of that situation.
Well, you know, I don't like to always be the bearer of bad news, but I am getting something about your wrist, maybe up to 10 months of delay of healing. So I don't know if the job is going to be a physical job that you're applying for.
Yeah.
And I do get a good information coming in. Sorry, my voice is switching to another country.
That's funny because I was actually born in Poland.
Yeah, I'm switching to some sort of another country speaking through. Yeah, they're saying to me that I don't think you'll have to have surgery, but I do feel you're going to have some sort of splint or something put on there. But I do feel that God coming in, blinking, is starting to help heal you already. And I do feel that you will get a good position somewhere working-wise. So I don't feel that to go into fear with that.
Okay.
But you do need to get it may be several months though.
Yeah, because right now where I'm working, it's at a brewery in Pennsylvania, and the pay is not great.
I am going to just say really quick before we have to move on.
Okay.
They are giving me the numbers that God is going to help and keep. It'll work out. So it's God is taking the situation and working out. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Jacob, do you want to say anything or do you want to move on to the next call?
I would say I've had injuries myself that I look at them like an NDE where they're just an opportunity to go deeper within, and sometimes we have these shake-up periods that allow us to go into a deeper level of awareness and to look at life, you know, differently. So hopefully this could be also a retreat period, a recharge period, and just, you know, reconnecting to another level of reality that will change the course of your life, and it will turn, you know, more of a wellness and a spiritual outlook, you know, moving forward.
Right.
Yeah, that's so beautiful, because when I know that God is coming in to help you, is both eyes flutter like doves, and what Jacob just said is perfect, because they're saying something also is going to switch in your life because of this happening. So please start writing like an intention journal with your good hand and wrist.
Okay.
So,
okay. And can you tell
God
everybody
bless you.
Out there? And can you guys tell everybody out there that Trump is going to jail and he's not going to be president?
We're
going to
thank you right now. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Expect the unexpected.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so let's see who's on next for us.
Okay, Kimberly, we have Mary from Florida. Mary,
oh, now we're in Florida.
The...
Yay!
Good evening, Meredith. Nice to hear you.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hello.
How is Florida doing? Jacob's here. I'm going to have Jacob start to answer the question first. I know
too
it's
hot,
been a
hot.
Very hot in LA too.
Yeah, everywhere.
Both of that,
anyway,
that's where all of my family is. Yeah.
Mary, I already have someone coming in from the other side that is trying to make contact with you. I don't know if your question was about someone that crossed over.
No, but I'd love to know who it is.
But let's have you ask your question first. I'm going to have Jacob take the answer first, because he's
okay.
Our special guest today. He's our celebrity guest.
Okay. Well, actually, I wanted to ask because I had some recent blood work done at a specialist regarding my blood work, because it was rather abnormal, and like high ferritin, and my iron was abnormal, and there was, you know, some things going on metabolically and B12 and all that, and I still have more. They're checking the DNA and so forth, and I'm just wondering if there's going to come to any sort of a conclusion as to what's going on with me and where it's going to lead here. It'll improve my situation. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not what I thought, and it's not what I'm trying to heal, actually, but maybe has a bearing on other areas of my body.
Okay. So the medical question of that, they're not really answering, because they're saying you're going to get your blood work back soon. Your blood work should be coming back within like a week, they're telling me.
I got some back already that was abnormal, and I have some more tests that they're going to either repeat or do additional.
Yeah, they're telling me something about you getting something back in a week. And they're telling me more about somebody on the other side that's coming in and helping you with your health.
Okay.
When I ask if it's a man and I ask if it's a woman, they're telling me it's a woman that's been helping you from the other side, that she crossed over and she's been comforting you and helping you from the other side.
My mother, no doubt. Mm-hmm.
I think so. When you said that, they said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also telling
yeah.
me, by you putting more of yourself in her arms and
mm-hmm.
And believing more in that, and of course, you know, you can always reach out to me and do a one-on-one session, and I can get more involved in a longer session with you about why you're having these ailments going on with you. Jacob, do you want to do any answer to this health?
I think with, you know, a lot of my patients, it's important to acknowledge the human part, but also at times when that could be, you know, paralyzing or just, you know, too much heaviness in our life, we have to get into the spirit. And I think what's important is sometimes when we're looking at this thing in the future, we get so paralyzed that it almost self-induces or exacerbates or attracts a current situation. And I would say, regardless of what, you know, the medical team says, we could also have our inner thermostat of how we feel. And there's a big correlation with our mindset and our body following. So right now it's just kind of like staying in the heart. We're very, you know, just connected to, you know, this report, but, you know, finding ways to kind of channel our own news of our lives and how we want to feel, how we want to experience, because the mind and body, as we know, you know, are so intertwined, you know, that even a calmer mind will impact, you know, conditions, you know, across the board within the body. So, you know, connect.
Yeah. I love that. So back to me again, one more thing I want to say, Mary, is your mom loved what Jacob just said, and she's like going, yes. She's writing out on a pad of paper for me the number 7. She's saying, you know, to you, she's saying to me, when she was alive, were you super close?
Yes, I cared for her towards the end of several
she's
years.
Saying,
she was.
So let, if you could let me finish the reading. Yeah, I just wanted to say yes or no on that. She's saying, thank you for taking care of me. She's saying, you know, during the week, she's wrote down 777. She's saying, I'm around you all the time, but your weekly activities, I'm not sure you're doing as much as you are, like with your exercising, your diet. She's pointing to me around your lower intestinal tract, your stomach, your GI health. She's saying, Kimberly, that needs to be worked on. Is that true?
It's true. It is.
She's saying also something about your low back and your hips.
Yeah, occasionally the low back will affect.
She's talking about something about, did you ever have a problem with a knee?
Not that
something
I can
about your low back and your sciatic or something, she keeps telling me. Something about your joints and inflammation, she keeps going on and on about. And
I
about your vitamins
with my
you're
neck.
Taking.
Yeah.
Your vitamins
nothing
and your
major,
joints.
But.
So why are you taking the blood work?
Well, they found high levels of iron and low levels of the B12, and there was other abnormalities within the blood cells themselves, and everything seemed to be off, and there were some liver profiles done that were a little bit off. So they took some tests, and they came back abnormal, and so they're repeating some and doing some DNA following.
Yeah, she's pointing to your gallbladder, your GI tract, your joints, like throughout your body, and she's just coming in on the medical reading for me.
Good.
And, she just keeps going on and on about that and you getting daily exercise. And what kind of water are you drinking?
Just bottled water. I don't drink any tap water at all.
Yeah, so you might want to be careful and drink some really good spring water.
Okay.
Because when you said bottled water, she said it's not really that great, the water.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things that can help shift the blood work, the chemistry going on in your body. A lot of hope here. And like Jacob came in with what he was giving you some added information. She was saying yes about that. And your mom is a great energy from the other side and helping you because you helped her so much. She wants to help you from the other side.
That's good.
So this is a really exciting team for you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, are you connected? One more thing before we go. How connected are you to the omnipresent with prayer?
Quite a bit, yes. In fact, I got the book Zolar. It's a little difficult to navigate, but I'm working on that, and I'm taking it with me to some of my medical appointments for the comfort and hope it gives me.
What book did you get?
I think it's called Zolar. Is it Zolar? It's the Principles of the Spiritual Kabbalah.
The Zohar. Zohar. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love
Zohar.
Okay, I love that book.
Zohar.
Yeah, I love that book.
It's deep. Okay. But I'm trying to
We know that book. We love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody right now on air is going to send you some love and healing and energy prayer. And call us back in a few weeks back on our show and let us know how you're doing. So thank you, Mary, for calling us tonight.
I look forward to hearing you again. Thank you for taking my call.
Sending you so much love. And your mom.
Good luck in Lilydale, New York. I grew up going there quite a bit. In Lilydale, New York. Yeah.
My mom was from Jamestown.
Casadaga.
I got one last thing. I went to the graveside of the author of the Zohar. His name is Itzhak Luria in Israel.
Yeah.
And also, if you can, I know it's hot outside, try to, if there's any salt caves by you or if you have a salt lamp, that replaces a lot of the negative ions.
I have a salt lamp in my
ions.
Bedroom.
Yeah, those are good
to
be around. But even if there's a cave, like a salt cave around you, those are very good. You know, for breathing, blood pressure, if it's hard to go outside, it could have a lot of those good negative ions, you know, to get to. So, pleasure to connect with you. And,
same here.
Sending good energy on your path. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we love you, Mary. So call us back and let us know how you are, because we know you are healed. You are healed to the Holy Spirit. And reading the book and holding it, putting it on your chest and praying, everybody listening right now is saying, Mary is healed. Mary is healed. Mary is healed. You are healed, Mary. Say, I am healed.
I am healed.
You are healed. Namaste, Mary. We love you.
Thank you.
Call
Namaste,
us back and let us know how you are.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. Okay, so Dan, do we have enough time for one more caller? I think we do.
We do. We do. And we have a caller all the way from Hawaii. Her name is Alicia.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Hawaii.
Alicia, you're on with Kimberly.
Aloha.
Aloha, Jacob.
That's right. That's the lingua.
Aloha, Kimberly. Aloha, Jacob.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Kimberly, Mary is healed.
Mary is healed. That's right. Mary is healed.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So, what
I
is your
thank
question
Kimberly
for us?
For taking my call. My question is to thank you, first of all, and thank you, Jacob. And, Jacob, I resonate with you because of your lungs, and I'm calling Kimberly because of my lungs.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Is there a particular question or just the fact that that's something that you could relate to?
The guidance, no, Kimberly, no, and the guidance, no, and I'm listening.
Okay, my guys are coming in with the number 10 for you. And are you a healer? Are you a healer? Because they're telling me that you work in the healing world.
Yeah, I love it. What is number 10, Kimberly?
The number 10 represents it represents us moving into the vast awakening in the next 10 years, which means there's some big stuff happening in 10 years. So Jacob's good with math. What's that year,
2033, which numerologically adds up to the number, let's see, well, 2 plus 3, that's 5, plus 3 is 8, so that's the infinity. Yeah,
that's right.
Infinity.
So they're telling me, and we're getting chills right now. That's Kimberly's number. Yep. They're telling me when that hits, going to be boom. So they're saying you're here for the ride to the 10, the 2033, and you're a part of this awakening, and you're going to be helping like all of us right now on this Soul Tribe ride. And so you're part of the Soul Tribe. Yay. And
yay.
This is going to be, we're all together right now till we get to 2033. So I love you.
Oh, I feel like crying. I love you too. I feel like crying.
And thank you for being a part of being one of the angels.
Okay.
everybody listening right now, we are with the most amazing empath healer. We just want to shout out again that it's Jacob L. Cooper tonight, and he has two books out called Life After Breath, The Wisdoms of Jacob's Ladder. You can find them on Amazon. And you're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And Jacob, what show? I'm going to be on your show pretty soon. Let's talk about your show for a minute.
Very soon, yeah. You know, Kimberly's going to come on an NDE week, but my show is called The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder, and that's available on YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes. And it just came out, but we have incredible guests, and I do some segments on there too. So it's growing and really expanding, and people will come and climb the ladder of ascension.
That'll be the next book.
Yeah. Well, people come up to me. They're like, when's your next 33 years old? And it's, if I only have two books at 33, you know, I have a long way to go in, you know, many years. So we have to have at least 10 to 15, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what the next one is. It has to come to me, though.
That's right.
You know,
and what's your website again? Tell everybody your website.
JacobLCooper.com is my website, and you can find all my social handles and emails and contact there.
Yep. Yeah.
And events.
And I wanted to say, Jacob, if you had one thing to tell everybody, what would be the one thing, one wisdom of your heart to everybody, what would it be to everyone tonight listening?
What's inside of each and every one of us is infinitely stronger than what's the challenges that's in front of us. And, you know, our angels outweigh our demons. And that's the God honest truth, and I'm the living proof of that. And the value of surrender is a big force, whether we're dealing with addictions or, you know, near-death experiences, and that saved my life. So, you know, in order to really grow from our pain, we need to let go and allow a higher intelligence and force and wisdom to navigate, you know, through the waters of uncertainty and pain. And that will really propel us to greater heights.
Beautiful. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our show tonight. And thank you,
thank
Jacob,
you
for being on our show. We love you.
Thank you,
Thank you, everyone.
Love you, too. Thank you.
God bless you.